we have and we can serve a powerful, true and living God. One who already knew everything before it happened. And you think if he knew about everything before it happened, you think he's going to see it through? Of course he is. He knows everything. And so we are chosen according to the foreknowledge. What a powerful thought and what an encouragement for us to think that we have been chosen. Isn't that a wonderful thought? I trust something that may encourage each believer that we have been chosen. Then we go on to the words, the thought, the concept that we have before us in this portion, in this time, through sanctification of the Spirit. Through sanctification of the Spirit. What is sanctification? What does this mean? Maybe I can just throw this out to any one of you. Don't get embarrassed. Don't be shy. This morning a lot of you were talking and wouldn't stop talking when Brother Verrill said, please be quiet. So please, I ask now someone in the audience for some thoughts or one or two word comment. What do you understand when you hear the word sanctification? And I'll try not to look at you in case you get nervous and think I'm going to pick on you. Anyone, raise your hand. What do you think? Was that a hand being raised, brother?
Set apart.
Set apart. Another word?
Holy.
Who said that? Thank you. Just wanted to check. Okay, so they are actually two very good words. I won't bug you anymore. Two very good words for what sanctification is. It is being set apart, or as it were, if we may put it that way, being made holy. Now keep in mind, is that something that you have done? Is it something that we can do for ourselves? Yes and no. I say yes and no. We'll come to that in a minute. I would agree first, no, because there is an action that does need to take place that we cannot do. And that's what we've just had before us. It is the foreknowledge of God. We were chosen. We have been sanctified through the Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are set apart. We are taken out, as it were, of our customary use. We are to be put aside for something else. For some other purpose. I think you are already getting the message or the idea of what we are meant to be doing or what we are meant to be thinking about. We are set aside for a use, for a purpose. And then the portion goes on back in the first chapter, verse 2 there, unto obedience. We are put aside, we are made holy to obey. To obey what? We'll come back to that as well later. And the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are chosen. We have been sanctified. We have been cleansed, as it were, covered by the sprinkling of the blood of our Lord and Savior, the one who died for each one of us. And I do hope, I do trust, and I'm sure it is the prayer of many, if not all in this room, that all have come to a saving knowledge and have accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. If not, you will find some of the thoughts and exercises put before us today quite challenging to accept. The enemy would seek to distract you. The enemy may even now be trying to get you to look at your phone, to look around, see who else is here. The enemy will be trying to make you sleep. All kinds of challenges. I trust that we can keep focused and keep looking at these thoughts before us. That wasn't a particular reference to anyone. I didn't see anyone use their phone or sleep, but just in case one of you is feeling guilty. I don't want to make you feel guilty. So we are sanctified. We are set apart. We have a when, a what, and a why. We have a when, which is before time began. God had this plan for you and for me. We may just look into, I think we may have looked at it earlier, in 2 Thessalonians, if I can find the right one, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. I'll just read it. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So when there was something that God planned from the beginning of time. That is the when in this sanctification aspect. And so think of that question I had about sanctification. Is there anything you and I do, or is it what someone else has done? It is absolutely what someone else has done. God took care of that. Long before you or I were even around, he took care of it. And for that which he has done, there should be a response in our hearts. There should be some reaction from us to what God has done toward us. Keep that as well in your mind. You're going to have to keep a lot of things in your mind in the next 55 minutes. The next thing is the what. What has happened? We have been sanctified. We have been set apart, as we've just discussed, just heard from these two volunteers amongst you. We have been set apart and made holy. That means that we have got this new use, different use. There's something we're meant to be serving that's different to what we may have been serving before. What can that be? And then finally, the why. Why has this happened? It is unto obedience. It is to obey. What, when, what, and why? Now, in all of this, there is no luck. There is no chance. As Christians, we shouldn't believe in luck. There's no need to wish anyone luck. I don't think luck plays any part in our lives. Our times are in his hands. We need to put our trust in Christ. We need to have faith in what he can do for us and not commit one another to luck or chance. Don't fall into that category of wishing each other luck and hoping the world and karma and all these funny ideas out there will get you through life. We have also, going back to the action, so there's no luck, there's no action by us initially, there's this action by God. And I wonder if we could look at two verses briefly to show that there's no action by us. One of them is in Psalm 69. And Brother Verrill, I hope you won't get too offended. I may deviate a little from some of the verses before us. We're coming to them soon, I promise. We should be ready by 1:30. Psalm 69. By the way, what is the longest chapter in the Bible? Sorry? Nope. There's no chapters in the book of Psalms. It's only books. So you have to find another one. Anyway, sorry, just to check you're still with me.